With that heat has come potentially some power outages based on a local provider. There was potentially a crash that had impacted a lot of what happened in London. We're still waiting to get all of the information on that. But we know that there were outages in Park Hill and Centralia. Grand Bend had some outages. And when things get hot and air conditioners get humming and they turn hot, we get to wondering, okay, can we hack it? Is the grid okay with this? Joining us right now is someone who follows what happens with grids and power very closely. Scott Luft is an Ontario-based independent data analyst on public policy in the electricity sector. Scott, thanks so much for being here.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's hit you with the big question right away. We know that we generate a lot of power in Ontario. Are you concerned at all that this summer we could see problems with the grid because of demand?
Well, I'm not concerned, but there's some chatter because there's a North American Electric Reliability Corporation, which all the grids in North America kind of report to in terms of here's our expectations, here's our capacity, and then there are standards for how much standby generation they have and all that. So they came out with a summer assessment report that said two-thirds of North America, and I'm just going to quote this because it's important, is at risk of energy shortfalls this summer during periods of extreme demand. So we're talking about demand that exceeds expectations in excessively hot weather in some areas, and Ontario is one of those areas where they say there is risk. And that's not just the North American Electric Reliability Corporation say that. That means our grid operator told them that.
Interesting. So when it comes to, I don't know whether we refer to it as a weakness or whatever, a shortfall. What is it that would be causing that? What is our issue here in Ontario that would put us into that equation?
Well, in Ontario, we should be keenly aware, as I've been writing about for, over a decade, that excess supply is very expensive. So, over the last 12 years, we've dumped a lot of supply on American markets, and we've curtailed a lot of supply that we, couldn't even dump. So we spent literally over $1 billion a year on excess supply. So what you're trying to do in designing the system is to have adequate supply, but not too much. And our perspective has been from too much for a very long time. In my opinion.
And that
so
would
I
seem
think we're
to be
much
a,
closer to getting things right.
Okay, we're moving in a good direction then?
Yeah, I think so. The last 5 or 6 years, we've been getting to a saner balance of supply and demand most of the time. The big threat now is on natural gas, because what is keeping the lights on in most of Ontario, aside from the areas with grid problems right now, includes 5,000 megawatts of gas, and there's another 3,000 megawatts ready to go if demand was, much higher. So it's the gas phase-out political talk that's really the biggest threat to reliability in Ontario, not the amount of generation that we have.
Interesting. We're talking with Scott Luft, an Ontario-based independent data analyst on public policy in the electricity sector. So help us to understand that, the phasing out of natural gas, or at least the push toward that, and the impact that that has on our electricity grid. Help us to connect the dots.
Well, I think Ontario has achieved very low emissions from its electricity sector, in part because we contracted natural gas plants to be ready to provide, and the contracts are structured so they really don't make money by generating. They make money by being available to generate. So our gas plants are profitable even when they don't produce. That's kept costs down when gas goes up everywhere else, and it's kept emissions quite low. So this is exactly the type of summer those contracts are scheduled for. If it's a cool summer, the gas won't generate. And if it is excessively hot, we will have air conditioning because we pay for this reliability to be there.
Scott, as a final note, you mentioned off the top that we happen to be part of some information that says two-thirds of North America could find itself at risk in times of really high demand. Does it break it down any more than Ontario? Do we know what parts of Ontario could be more at risk, or does it basically just say Ontario's on that map?
No, it just says, it actually says NPCC. I forget what that's an acronym for, Ontario, but that would just be Ontario. And again, all the data for that report is coming from Ontario System Operator. This is not an independent overseer of grids. It's a council where all the grids coordinate, and that's mainly strengthened by the blackout of 2003, where, you know, a failure in Ohio blacked out the whole Northeast. So they decided they need to coordinate better, and this is the coordinating body.
Well, is it a positive in your mind to have one of those at least to avoid what we saw in 2003 ever happening again?
Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but their report is really more meaningful to people with some understanding of the system. As I said, you don't want too much excess supply. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, we really appreciate your insight into this. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll see what kind of summer we do get, whether it's one where we don't have a big reliance on the air conditioners or like you suggested, whether it's one that might have us going in that direction. Really appreciate the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Scott Luft, an Ontario-based independent data analyst on public policy in the electricity sector. So we are on a list. What does that mean? Does that automatically translate into, I'm going to be without power at times this summer? Not necessarily. It is going to depend, obviously, on what kind of summer we get.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.